Just ahead, two investigative journalists blow the lid off FIFA's Qatar 2022 World Cup bid, and they will mention the watches, the $25,000 watches. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Bill. Time is money, and money is time. And by the way, isn't the lid on the Qatar scandal pretty much in orbit by now?
It's thoroughly blown, yes.
Yeah, but let's say hello before we get started to our new listeners on South Carolina Public Radio's news stations who are joining us for the first time this week.
Welcome to them, indeed.
Yes.
Serena Williams, winner of this year's Australian Open, French Open, and Wimbledon, is at the U.S. Open attempting to become the first player since Steffi Graf to complete the calendar year Grand Slam. Only three women singles players have done that. Will Serena do it? And if she does, where does that put her among the all-time greats?
If she manages to do it, it probably nudges her ahead of Steffi Graf by a millimeter. But it is an accomplishment that has to be reckoned with in terms of where she stands in the history of the sport.
Serena responded this week to folks using social media to comment negatively on her physique. She said, "I have Grand Slams to win. I have people to inspire." So it's good to see that her return game is still very strong.
Not only that, but Magical Wizards had her back on this, too. There was a tangle on Twitter, and J.K. Rowling herself stepped up with a very attractive picture of Serena. And Ms. Rowling's reply was, "Yeah, my husband looks just like this in a dress."
On Thursday, Judge Richard Berman voided NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell's four-game suspension of Tom Brady, which the league, of course, has appealed. Some observers said they were surprised. I wasn't. Were you?
Was there some sort of controversy with footballs that I wasn't aware of?
It's still vaguely in the news, the 24-hour news cycle notwithstanding.
I'm gobsmacked by this. I don't understand what we're talking about. No, obviously. It's taken a long time for them to find someone who will look at Roger Goodell and say, "No, you can't create offenses out of thin air and then create punishments for those offenses that you created out of thin air,
And then be the guy to whom the appeal goes.
And then be the Court of Appeals, yeah. Even under a collective bargaining agreement, this was a terrific decision, not merely for Tom Brady and the Patriots, but for all people in every workplace who may be dealing with management-rigged arbitration systems.
What do you think the reversal does to Goodell's relationship with league owners and his ability to exert authority in his current position?
I am astonished that he still has a job. He should have been fired as soon as Berman's decision came down. I don't know who has his back among NFL owners, but there's one thing you can be sure of. The next collective bargaining agreement negotiations are going to be a bloodbath.
More news in the NFL this week. Super Bowl Media Day will henceforth transpire on primetime television, so who cares if Mr. Goodell was running a kangaroo court, right?
This is the worst thing to happen to journalism since Jason Blair. I'm telling you, this is begging for people to have no respect for people in my business, because if you've ever been to Super Bowl Media Day,
nope,
it is a giant cluster of that which shouldn't be clustered, basically. There are people walking around dressed as carrots. There are people walking around dressed as bananas. And there is the common grumpy football press, which is going to be even more common and more grumpier this time because they're not going to be able to make the party because this is going to be in primetime.
Commissioner Goodell may have another challenge on his hands come December, Charlie, assuming that he's still commissioner at that time. Bennett Omalu, the doctor whose discovery of CTE in the brains of various NFL veterans was first ignored and then ridiculed by the NFL, will be played by Will Smith in the movie Concussion. I assume you will be online at the premiere.
Yeah, I think it's really terrific that it's been fictionalized. Of course, there's a whole controversy that the movie was changed in post-production due to complaints by the NFL, which really should have more, you know, better things. The NFL should do nothing in relation to CTE except apologize. That should be the only thing the NFL ever does in relation to that.
A little over 20 years ago, somebody stole USC's copy of the Heisman Trophy O.J. Simpson had won, and the thief was not O.J. Simpson, so he's off the hook for that one. Louis Eugene Starks Jr. tried to sell the trophy last year, and that's how he got caught, and you almost could have predicted that's how he'd get caught, couldn't you?
Yeah, not just that, but he stole the trophy in 1994 while O.J. Simpson was in jail awaiting trial for the killing of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman. So the O.J. case just is this immense tangle of very strange history.
Tailgaters can now put their beer and their brats and their chips and stuff into something called a party coffin, Charlie. It features the colors of their favorite team. Why would anybody want to do that?
If you think about it, it's basically a trough. It has a very practical shape for this sort of thing. if you can get over the fact that it's, you know, a coffin. It's got a lid. It's long. It's thin. You get lots of ice in there. It's very practical. It's like having a big metal trough like you see outside stadiums, you know, before games, except it's a coffin.
You're going to go right to the internet when we're finished and order one.
I am. I'm going to order a Marquette coffin.
Mm-hmm. And finally, Charlie, for those looking to get to the tailgating party or to wherever, there is a new app that will get you there courtesy of a gentleman who really knows his roots.
Hey, it's Gronk. Let's roll.
So, is New England Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski welcome in your vehicle?
Is he the world's most happy fella or what? Seriously, nobody enjoys being themselves more than Rob Gronkowski enjoys being Rob Gronkowski. Now, you know, I think there might be a problem because you never know that Gronk is just driving you to the nearest party
right.
when you want to go
turn
out.
Turn left, party.
You know, when you just want to go out and buy, you know, a dozen eggs. But I have a terrible feeling that very possible if you get pulled over and your car starts speaking in Rob Gronkowski, that's prima facie evidence for driving under the influence.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland. And he joins me, of course, each week here on Only a Game. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.
Hey, it's Gronk. Let's roll.